From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but they take down notes, 1-855-949-7234, and the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set another record. Go to it right now, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications and formulations of nutritional and skincare products and consulting with doctors and patients since graduated from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1986. He is a member of the criticalhealthnews.com team. And here he is. Ben, welcome back.
Thank you, George. Great to talk to you again.
You getting ready for, as we roll into August in another few weeks? Can you believe that?
Hard to believe, George.
My gosh.
Well, what's happening? Everything's going so fast. Just reinforces the idea that you got to take care of yourself because you don't want to deteriorate and decay.
We're going to take calls in about 20 minutes with you in next hour as well, Ben. I've got some emails for you, too, from people who have written in. But what did you think of that story of vitamin B6?
Loved it. We've been, in the pharmacy world, we've been using vitamin B6 therapeutically for a long time, especially for something called carpal tunnel syndrome. Although I will say vitamin B6 is the one B vitamin that you got to be a little bit careful with.
How come?
Most B vitamins you don't have to worry about, but vitamin B6 you got to be a little bit careful with. Although that story you read before the break about anxiety did not surprise me one bit. The B vitamins are really important for brain health. In fact, one B vitamin, vitamin B3, is so important for the brain that deficiencies in vitamin B3 are associated with dementia, with Alzheimer's disease. And I often wonder how many folks who are dealing with cognitive health issues, not even full-blown dementia, just memory problems or forgetting things, forgetting where you left your keys and that kind of thing, are suffering simply from a vitamin B3 deficiency. Longevity, by the way, has a great vitamin B3 product called the Ultimate Niacin.
Did you almost think about becoming a dermatologist because you're into such...
No, you know, because dermatology is really not about... Dermatology is not really about eliminating the causes of illness. It's about symptomatic relief. And in fact, if you go to a dermatologist today in 2022, you'll get pretty much the same medication that you would have gotten in 1962. With some tweaks, perhaps. You get steroids, you get antibiotics, you'll get things that suppress symptoms but won't address causes. And as it turns out, George, no surprise, most skin issues, most skin problems, whether you're talking about acne or eczema or psoriasis, are related to digestive health. And that's the digestive system. So folks out there who are dealing with any kind of skin problem, even something as benign as dry skin or seemingly benign as dry skin, should focus on digestive health, using things like digestive enzymes, probiotics, Ultimate EFAs from Longevity, essential fatty acids. Focus on digestive health is the most important thing you can do for skin.
Speaking of skin, Nicole from Massachusetts writes and says, "What can I do to keep neck skin from aging? I'm only 52 and my neck is aging faster than my face. Yeah. Help me, Ben."
Let me tell you something. There's a relationship between crepey skin around the neck or on the arms, and osteoporosis, and heart disease, and it all has to do with connective tissue. Building that connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging. And in fact, that's one of Dr. Wallach's most important discoveries. Aside from being the plant doctor, he's the connective tissue doctor, and his first product was called the Pig Pack. And he called it the Pig Pack, and we still have the Pig Pack available. So folks who are dealing with any kind of connective tissue deterioration problem, like crepey skin or like that turkey neck kind of problems or heart problems or osteoporosis, should be on the Pig Pack. And the Pig Pack is called the Pig Pack because it's made of collagen and connective tissue building supplements. And that's the most important strategy you can do for building that, for protecting yourself against that sagging neck or saggy skin, connective tissue issues, including, by the way, prolapses, hernias, and ruptures. All of them can be supported by or prevented by using connective tissue support supplements.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website we want you to go to, and that toll-free number to call for things that you have heard him talk about tonight, but you might have missed. 1-855-949-7234, especially if you're driving in a car calling him. You can't take notes that way. Ben, I want to ask you about something that there's some concern about out there, and it's monkeypox that seems to be growing slowly, but it's going up, up, and up.
Look, George, there are viruses everywhere. And the reason, in my opinion, the reason why all of a sudden we've got all of these viral infections that are hitting humanity across the world is because our immune systems are collectively compromised.
Right.
We're dealing with 100-plus years of eating lousy food, of eating processed
food. And it's catching up with us, isn't it?
It's catching up with us, George, and it's going to keep happening. So instead of focusing on the outside, instead of focusing on the viruses and the microbes and the attacking agents, I have an idea. How about we build our immune systems? How about we stop eating the corporate swill? How about we eat less food? And how about we get on a good nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack? By the way, Ingevity's got some great immune-boosting supplements, a whole series of immune-boosting supplements, in fact. And if you call the Ingevity reps, you can ask about the Beyond Immune FX, Zinc and Immune Support, Hyperimmune Egg Powder. There's a whole bunch of powerful immune-boosting supplements, and that's the way you deal with monkeypox. In fact, there's no cure for monkeypox. You know, there's no drug that you can take for it.
No, it's
even the vaccinations are basically smallpox vaccinations. Build your immune system.
And they're hoping the smallpox vaccination will help.
Yeah, that's what they're basically using, and they're saying that if you had a smallpox, if you were vaccinating a smallpox, you'd reduce risk.
I've seen pictures of people with these pox welts.
It's pretty hideous, right?
It's gross, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's pretty hideous. That the scabs are what spread the monkeypox. Monkeypox spreads.
They break open, right?
Yes, they break open. But it's not really, it's mostly survivable. 99% plus people survive it. It's just very unpleasant. And it can be debilitating.
Well, it's embarrassing, too.
And it can be embarrassing, absolutely.
You can't go to the beach. You don't like that.
You wouldn't want to go to the beach with monkeypox.
No, absolutely not. So how have you been? What's new with you?
I've been good, building my pharmacy and helping folks with skin problems. You know, that's my main focus.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my thing, is dermatological issues.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He is with us every 6 weeks. Also, Doc Wallach, they rotate 3 weeks, 3 weeks. And we looked at the schedule. Tom and I were looking at it today, and we've got you guys going right through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's amazing, Ben.
It's going to be 2023 before you know it, George.
What did you think of 2022 so far?
So far, you know, I've had a good year. The world's going crazy, though, doesn't it seem?
The
like
world has had a crazy apart? 2022.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this thing called generational theory? Have you ever had that?
Tell me about that.
Generational theory is this idea that every 100 years is divided into 20 to 25-year periods where you
have
a really wonderful period, then you have a kind of retrospective period, then you have a period where everything falls apart, and then you have a chaos period. Right now, we're in the chaos period.
Well, Jewish folks call it the Shemitah.
What is that?
It's called the Shemitah.
I haven't.
And it happens every certain amount of years.
Yes, we're in the chaos period now, but the good news is we'll come out of the chaos period, according to generational theory, around 2030. And who knows what kind of technological advances or what the world's going to look like. But everything's cyclical, George, and I want everybody to know that. You know, it seems like everything's falling apart, and perhaps it is, but it's always cyclical. And there will be a springtime that comes around again. Sure, everything's cyclical, so you can always count on spring following winter.
Bill writes, I do not know where he's from, but he writes about his hair. He says, I heard Doc Wallach talking about an ingredient or a mineral that stops your hair from turning gray.
Copper. Yeah, copper is involved in the production of melanin, which is pigment. And so by using copper, the thought is that you can support pigment production or melanin. This also can help you with tan. Copper, by the way, is important for a lot of
things. But doesn't everybody age as they get old?
Well, yeah, and animals age. You know, they're silverback gorillas, and dogs will get gray whiskers, too, and gray hair, too. So that does happen, but copper can support it. And graying at an early age is really the problem. The problem isn't, George, I don't think the problem's aging. I think it's accelerated aging.
Yes.
It's aging too fast. You want to age gracefully and slowly and smoothly. You know, that's the way to age. And the best way to do that, of course, is to practice good lifestyle strategies, like getting on a supplement program, like eating less food, like exercising, and making sure that you're relaxing and resting.
Would you say everybody with gray hair is copper deficient?
I don't think I would say that, but I would say that there may be a relationship between copper deficiency and gray hair. But no, I wouldn't say that.
That would be an interesting study.
It would be, and that's what we should be doing, I believe, George, especially with these things like monkeypox and the coronavirus. Why aren't we studying the relationship between nutritional deficiencies and folks who get the virus?
Because big pharma wants to do what they do.
That's how it is. That's the world we live in.
Strange times indeed. Ben, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and take phone calls this half hour and next half hour as well. I've still got a few more emails for you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. How many years you been doing this now, Ben?
A long time. You mean being a pharmacist? Oh, my gosh. 30 since 1986. What is that?
86?
36 years. Holy cow.
You love it.
I love it. And you know what? I'm so glad I'm a pharmacist. For all the ripping on drugs that I do, I am so glad I understand how medicine works in the body.
All right, we're going to take the calls in just a moment. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, again, it's criticalhealthnews.com, and you can email Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach through that website. Back with your calls and text and tweets with Tom in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com, the webmaster of that website. Criticalhealthnews.com is reported that we're on our way to another record setting, so keep hitting that website, have some fun with it. Ben, I must take about 20 supplements a day. That includes a multiple tangy tangerine, which has 90 nutrients in it and all that. And I do it over a course of about 2 hours. And I got to tell you, there are some days I go, I don't want to take them all.
That's all right.
But I do because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And I force myself to do it. And
you
that
know, if you miss a day, once you're loaded up with nutrients and you miss a day, you'll be all right.
But you feel guilty if you miss that day.
Because you know it's right for you. You know it's good for you.
That's
you
right.
Know, I believe we have a built-in truth detector, George. We know when something's right for us, and we know when something's not right for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there was a crazy study that came out a month ago that said over-supplementation doesn't work.
Well, yeah, you could take too
Doc,
much.
Like Doc went nuts when he saw that.
It's like an insurance policy, you know? It's like, it's better to have extra and let your body excrete what it doesn't need than to underdose yourself. I believe in saturation, and that's why I like to supplement high doses. And I was, even in my skincare products, I always formulate with high doses of active ingredients because you saturate the cells. You assure that the cells will get what they need, and then the body will excrete what it doesn't use.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls. You ready?
All right.
They're lining up for you. Let's go to Chris, Long Island, New York, to get us started. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, George. Hey, Ben. Ben, my question is about, I'm a vegetarian, so I've been having some adrenal fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been feeling very, like, sluggish, poor circulation, yeah. Having, like, short breath anxieties.
Yeah. Are you supplementing?
I'm taking iron and taking some B vitamins.
Well, there's a couple of nutrients that you're going to be deficient in if you're a vegetarian and there's just no way around it. One is called taurine. You may have heard of it. It's they use it in Red Bull. It's also found in a lot of eye vitamins. And taurine is very important for the electrical part
That's
of the body.
That's T-A-U, so, isn't it?
T-A-U. It comes from the Taurus the bull because it was first found in bulls is where they first found taurine in cows and cattle. So taurine is something that you're going to be missing if you're a vegetarian. Also, vegetarians tend to get a lot of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates will throw off your blood sugar. Throwing off your blood sugar can mess up, number one, it can cause hypoglycemia and could make you tired, and then it could throw off adrenal health. So you got to be a little bit careful if you're a vegetarian. You may want to start to focus on things like mushrooms, which have a relatively high amount of protein, and algaes. Seaweed kinds of foods, because those are good sources of amino acids.
If you're going to be a vegetarian, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to supplement,
absolutely,
don't you?
Because you're going to be missing key nutrients, and you may be getting excessive amounts of carbohydrates. And by the way, vegetables are not benign. There are things in vegetables that can wreak havoc on the immune system and cause skin problems and autoimmune problems, things like arthritis and skin acne issues, skin issues. So you got to be a little bit careful with lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, that are in plants. And a lot of times vegetarians are subsisting on high lectin foods, especially beans, which are especially high in these compounds that can wreak havoc on the immune system.
Have you noticed where some states are beginning to approve psychedelic mushrooms?
I saw that, George. Isn't that interesting?
What's happening to this world, huh?
Not just mushrooms, but also things like MDMA and ketamine and... We're starting to recognize that there are substances in plants and there are substances in formerly taboo pharmaceuticals that can have beneficial effects. And I think that's a good thing.
If you're going to be a vegetarian, then you must supplement, don't you think?
Absolutely. You want to supplement, especially with protein, especially with key amino acids that may be missing from your from the vegetarian diet. Also, vitamin A, which is not found in vegetarian foods, although beta-carotene is, but vitamin A is not, and vitamin D for that matter.
Let's go to Modesto, California. Loretta's with us, west of the Rockies. Hello, Loretta. Thanks for calling.
Good evening. Yes, Doc, I'd like to ask about, I take that Ultima Daily Clinic.
I'm sorry, the Ultimate Daily?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to know, what about for the people with nails and arthritis?
Did you say nails?
Those two work for that, or isn't there more we need?
I'm sorry, did you say nails?
Yes, for our nails.
Yes, nails. Yeah, that's very, very good point. Yeah, you'll need more than the Ultimate Daily for nails. First of all, you'll need protein. I would be doing collagen building supplements and collagen peptides from Ingevity is a great strategy for that. Also, zinc is very important for the nails. And then also calcium is important for the nails. But even more importantly, absorbing these minerals from the digestive tract becomes important. So using things like apple cider vinegar to acidify the contents of your stomach, you got to have acid to absorb minerals as well as B vitamins. And then also digestive enzymes, the Ultimate Enzymes, for example. And then for arthritis, there's quite a few different things that you can do for arthritis. I recommend the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Individual supplements, essential fatty acids like the Ultimate EFAs are really important for arthritis. Here's another little-known tidbit for arthritis sufferers. Vitamin B5, we were talking about the B vitamins earlier, George. Vitamin B5 can play a really helpful role for folks who have arthritis and pretty much all inflammatory diseases. That's one of the little-known B vitamins.
I find myself cutting my fingernails twice as much as I did a couple years ago.
Good for you.
What am I doing?
That's a sign of good health, George.
Really? Is it really?
Absolutely. That's a sign of good health. Fingernails that grow long. Hair is the same kind of mechanism. When your hair starts to grow long and you have to get your hair cut more frequently, those are all signs that you're growing tissue. Those are great.
Is there a certain supplement that is causing that, or is it just the program I'm on?
It's probably good health and good digestion. And, George, you're quite a specimen. So, you know, you're a pretty healthy guy. You're pretty amazing.
Well, you know, I never always did this. I did this later in life. I wish.
Wasn't your mom a health guy?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's the reason I am what I am.
Yeah. So you got a good head start in life. Not everybody does.
Well, that's true. Tom, we take texts and tweets from Pharmacist Ben. What do you have?
Hey, Ben, this is from Claire in Montebello. She says she has bone aches and would like you to talk about chondroitin and if it'll help.
Love chondroitin, absolutely. Even, you know, chondroitin is part of a complex that features glucosamine, and there's so many benefits to these. And this is what I was talking about earlier with Dr. Walt Pigpack. He noticed that these cartilage-building supplements, these connective tissue-building supplements, were good for everything, and indeed they are. So chondroitin and glucosamine, really powerful connective tissue-building supplements. But here's the key to making glucosamine work really well. And by the way, glucosamine is great for your digestive system, and it's also which you'll find in the glucogel caps, is also a natural blood thinner, so it helps improve circulation. But here's the thing about glucogel, glucosamine, and chondroitin and these kinds of connective tissue-building supplements. You need vitamin C. Without vitamin C, you're not going to get the benefits of the connective tissue building. And we tend to underestimate the importance of vitamin C because we hear about it all the time and because people don't think that they suffer from vitamin C deficiencies because nobody gets scurvy anymore. But here's the thing. Aging and the breakdown of connective tissue and the breakdown of the blood vessels in the circulatory system are a form of scurvy. They're a form of vitamin C deficiency. So using vitamin C to build connective tissue is just as important as glucosamine and chondroitin. Of course, that's one of my favorite things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it has such a big dose of vitamin C.
Didn't sailors of the past load up on oranges and things on their ships?
Well, it wasn't sailors of the past. It was the British. They noted there was an admiral in the British Navy named James Lind. He's also a doctor, Dr. James Lind. And he noticed that when the sailors ate citrus fruits, they didn't get scurvy. Sailors used to get scurvy all the time because they subsisted on canned goods. That's what they survived on was canned foods. They didn't eat citrus fruits. And he noticed that when they ate citrus fruits, they didn't get scurvy. Scurvy, by the way, is a horrible, horrible disease that used to kill a lot of people. I mean, your blood vessels would explode. You would hemorrhage to death. Your bones would dissolve. Your teeth would fall out of your gums. It was horrible, horrible illness. But like I say, today we have subclinical scurvy, which isn't bad enough for you to die or bad enough for your teeth to fall out of your head, but it's bad enough to cause gum disease And indeed, vitamin C deficiency can cause gum disease. It's bad enough to cause weak blood vessels, and indeed, vitamin C deficiency can cause weak blood vessels. And vitamin C is also very important, as the gentleman earlier was talking about, for the adrenal glands. And vitamin C is phenomenally important, and we underestimate it at our own health peril.
We're taking your calls this half hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, but don't worry if you don't get on, because we've got an hour of calls coming up in just a moment on Coast to Coast, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call again for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Two quick things. First would be on your product, and more calcium.
Yeah.
You know, just could you say a little bit more about that, the resveratrol part of that, and also L-carnosine, not acetyl-carnosine, as possibly in that area. And the second thing, I was looking at the expose blog, which I just found out of it, which seems to be from the UK. And they say not only in the shots, but they think that the food supply may be somewhat tainted by the graphene oxide. And they recommended to try and counteract that. They recommend, among other things, high doses of vitamin C, but also glutathione or NAC to make glutathione. And milk thistle, quercetin, et cetera, with an emphasis on glutathione and NAC.
Sounds like you know what you're talking about there, Joe.
He's done his homework. Immortalium, I love, by the way.
I love Immortalium, too. Immortalium is, the people who formulated Immortalium just took everything they could put for longevity and put it into one supplement. So it has all the telomere-supporting supplements like the glutamine and the N-acetylcysteine, which is a fabulously, fabulously important supplement, especially for COVID and viral infections. You know, N-acetylcysteine, by the way, is so important. This is amazing, George and Joe. N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, is so important that if you were to get liver poisoning and you had to go to the emergency room, they would put this stuff right in your bloodstream. That's how important it is for protecting the liver. And you can get it in the Immortalium, of course. Anybody who has liver issues should be on the Immortalium. But there's also the fucoidin, which I absolutely love. And what Joe was talking about with the
resveratrol
oxide, it was Joe, right?
It was Joe, yeah.
What he was talking about with the graphene oxide was supplements that chelate or magnetically pull that graphene out of the blood. And that's why vitamin C is so important. And that's why NAC or NAC or N-acetylcysteine is so important. And that's why fucoidin is so important. Probably the most, I don't want to say the most, but one of the most important products in all of Ingevity's wonderful product offerings is the fucoidin or the fucoid Z. Or the Z radical, some people like that as well. But they put that in the Immortalium. And that's just a wonderful all-around nutritional supplement that's good for everything. And resveratrol, which is found in grapes and other fruits, is also a very important chelating and anti-aging supplement.
And you had mentioned L-carnitine.
Oh, yeah. I think he said carnosine.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference. Carnosine is used, is wonderful for helping the body, for protecting the body against a sugar reaction. I mean, sugar has this burning reaction on proteins. They call it glycation. You may have heard of that. Glycation is when sugar kind of burns or reacts with protein and damages various proteins in the body, and that's one of the reasons why diabetics have problems with amputations and blindness, because of this glycation reaction, and carnosine is very protective against that. Now, carnitine with a T, it gets very confusing here, carnitine with a T is important for fat metabolism. And anybody who's using the ketogenic diet, which I absolutely love, should be using carnitine. And also anybody who's dealing with brain health problems or heart health problems should be using carnitine, because it helps the supplement helps the body utilize fat more effectively. And the more effectively you utilize fat, of course, the more you burn fat, and the better energy, the better your energy production machinery works.
We've got a guest researcher. His name's Christian Wild. His website is myheartbook.com. And several years ago, when he was first on the program, I had mentioned to him turmeric and how important it was to reduce inflammation for heart issues and everything else.
Yeah.
And he put his own supplementation together, and he does that through his website. But, I mean, talk about a wonder
pill. Oh, you bet.
My God.
You bet. You know, if herbs were like people, turmeric would be the king.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it would be royalty. It is so, so darn amazing. I remember you've been talking about it for years.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I saw a little article coming out of India, Pakistan, where it talked about those folks had a lower incidence of heart issues. And they were on the curry, the curcumin and stuff
You can actually chew on turmeric root. You can buy turmeric root.
You can if you want. It's bitter.
It's a little bitter, but it's in the ginger family. And it's you can just gnaw on it and get your turmeric.
Ben, stay with us. We're coming back for an hour of phone calls with you. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. During the break, go to the website and have some fun. Criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget, download the free app in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com.